It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps stationed throughout the whole kingdom. It is known that not Darius the Mede, there doesn't seem to be a Darius the Mede historically. There's a mistake here. This is Darius the Persian, and he was the one responsible for setting up, organizing the realm after Cyrus. He set it all up wonderfully, and so the Dariuses have got a bit confused. Okay. Over them, three presidents, including Daniel. To these satraps gave account so that the king might suffer no loss. Soon, Daniel distinguished himself among all the other presidents and satraps because an excellent spirit is in him, and the king planned to appoint him over the whole kingdom. So, this Daniel's getting more and more famous. So the presidents and the satraps tried to find grounds for complaint against Daniel in connection with the kingdom. But they couldn't find any grounds for complaint or any corruption because he was faithful and no negligence or corruption could be found in him. The men said, "We shall not find any ground for complaint against this Daniel unless we find it in connection with the law of his God." In other words, let religion come into the discussion. So the presidents and satraps conspired, came to the king and said to him, "O King Darius, live forever." All the presidents of the kingdom, the prefects and the satraps, the counselors and the governors are agreed that the king should establish an ordinance and enforce an interdict that whoever prays to anyone, divine or human, for 30 days, except to you, O king, shall be thrown into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the interdict, sign the document, so that it cannot be changed according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which cannot be revoked. Therefore, King Darius signed the document and the interdict. Although Daniel knew, and this is very current to the time of writing, although Daniel knew that the document had been signed, and he continued to go to his house, which had windows in its upper room open towards Jerusalem, and to get down on his knees three times a day to pray to his God and praise him just as he had done previously. The conspirators came, they found Daniel praying and seeking mercy before his God. Then they approached the king and said, "Concerning the interdict, O king, did you not sign an interdict that anyone who prays to anyone, divine or human, within 30 days, except to you, O king, should be thrown into the den of lions?" The king answered, "The thing stands fast according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which cannot be revoked." Then they responded to the king, "Daniel, one of the exiles from Judah, pays no attention to you, O king, or to the interdict you've signed, but he's saying his prayers three times a day." When the king heard the charge, he was very much distressed. He was determined to save Daniel, and until the sun went down, he made every effort to rescue him. Then the conspirators came to the king and said to him, "Know, O king, that it is the law of the Medes and Persians that no interdict or ordinance that the king establishes can be changed." Then the king gave the command. Daniel was brought and thrown into the den of lions. The king said to Daniel, "May your God, whom you faithfully serve, deliver you." A stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den. The king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lord, so that nothing might be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and he spent the night fasting. No food was brought to him and sleep fled from him. Then at break of day, the king got up and hurried to the den of lions. When he came near the den where Daniel was, he cried anxiously to Daniel, "O Daniel, servant of the living God, Has your God, whom you faithfully serve, been able to deliver you from the lions?" Daniel then said to the king, "O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths so that they would not hurt me, because I was found blameless before him, and also before you, O king, I have done no wrong." At the beginning of tonight, I said there were two different views of how to oppose. One was the Maccabees, do anything to get rid of the leader. The other was a pacifist position that was based on faith and fidelity and waiting for God to act. Then the king was exceedingly glad, and he commanded that Daniel be taken up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no kind of harm was found on him, because he trusted in his God. There's the lesson. The king gave a command, and those who'd accused Daniel were brought and thrown into the den of lions, they, their children, and their wives. Before they reached the bottom of the den, the lions overpowered them, broke all their bones in pieces. Then King Darius wrote to all... This is Darius the Mede, they're saying, the Persian, in fact, so we're in a different realm. King Darius wrote to all the peoples, and notice this king is much more kind than the Babylonian ones, as the story goes, because they're writing all this and talking during the Persian period, so they better paint him pretty well. King Darius wrote to all peoples and nations of every language throughout the world, "May you have abundant prosperity. I make a decree that in all my royal dominion, people should tremble and fear before the God of Daniel." Another big act of faith from a foreign king. "For he is the living God, enduring forever. His kingdom will never be destroyed. His dominion has no end. He delivers and he rescues. He works signs and wonders in the heaven and on the earth, for he has saved Daniel from the power of the lions." So this Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian.